Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah.
Sponsored by Ravinia. Time now for Moron Entertainment. M-O-R-O-N. Moron Entertainment. And we're excited, Dean, because today in studio, special apprentice moron, John DeCoss is with us.
John DeCoss. I'm not familiar with his work.
Very few people are. Yes. Yes.
I'm an apprentice. Nobody really knows what
right.
I do.
He's hoping to earn his way up in the business.
Well, you young performers, young broadcasters, we hope we can be an inspiration to you.
Right. And someday it'll be just as moronic
Follow
as we are.
In our moronic footsteps. I was at the theater last night, you know, high art theater.
Uh-huh. Which theater?
The Goodman Theater, mm-hmm. seeing The Music Man, which was very good. I'll tell you more about it in a second. But I'm, sitting, reading my playbill, you know, with my opera glasses, because that's what you have to do. I just like to wear them to make me look.
You don't actually use them, you just wear them.
No, there's not even lenses in them. They just, they look fancy.
Don't you dip them into a solution and then blow bubbles through them?
That is a good call.
That would be good.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there looking all, you know, theatery looking, and someone comes up and said, I just wanted to say hello. I love that moron segment that you and Steve do.
You can go to the nicest places, and you'll still be greeted by...
Yeah, we're infecting Chicago all over.
The branding that we've created, Moron Entertainment. Well, there's lots to talk about, obviously, but I have a couple stories for you right off the bat.
Yes.
Mick Jagger on stage trolling Donald Trump. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about that, yes.
Sunday night, Mick Jagger paused his band show at Gillette Stadium in the perfect New England summer evening. He said he hoped everybody had a great July 4th weekend and said... it's been a touchy holiday for us Brits. In fact, the president made a very good point in a speech the other night. If only the British had held on to the airports, this whole thing might have gone differently for us.
That's great.
Mick Jagger doing stand-up.
Jagger.
And then there's this. A violent family fight at Disneyland.
No.
With video that's been released to back it up.
Please tell me it was in the teacups.
It's even better. Are you ready? Police responded to the park after a verbal confrontation between family members visiting Mickey's Toontown escalated to a physical fight. The video posted on YouTube begins with an argument between a man and a woman pushing a stroller with two young girls in front of Goofy's Playhouse. The man takes a wild swing at the woman. The woman spits in his face.
Ooh.
What a wonderful, wonderful example they're setting for the children.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears.
Disney security arrived shortly after and broke up the fight. The family left together.
Wow.
Well, you know, you're in that hot sun all day.
Right.
And, you know, it's a good thing you never have to wait in line or anything when you go out there or pay exorbitant prices for anything to... really
kind of amp things up,
try your nerves in any way.
Can you imagine if Goofy had to break up the fight? Hello. hey
you shouldn't do that.
Say hello, people.
Stop fighting.
They send in the police. It's like a Keystone Cops.
Yeah, right
dogs and animals.
Oh, stop it.
Ding 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 ding.
It's 8:19. Here's what's coming up. Farm Aid news.
After they broke up the fight, did they tell everyone to have a magical day?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And they gave them vouchers for discounts.
Nice.
In Future World. Future World. There's no Future World. What is that called? The place where the outdated rides?
Wasn't there one? What, didn't there
Epcot Center?
No, the place of the outdated rides where you take the tram through all of them and they've got animatronic things from the 19th century that they're showing off as Future World.
I don't know.
I think you're making this up. Huh? This is Steve. This is Cochrane Land.
Did you wake up yet?
It was once on the Blueprints.
Garth Brooks news. The Music Man news. Kevin Spacey.
He thinks that we're just going to let this slide like this and he's going to keep moving.
Oh, it's Tomorrowland.
Oh, Tomorrowland.
Being told by the voices in my head. Tomorrowland.
Westworld. You were talking Westworld.
Tomorrowland, where they have stuff like, and one day there will be color television. Kevin Spacey news, John Schneider news, all coming up.
I like going by the frozen Walt Disney exhibit. That's a lot of fun.
That's not an exhibit.
You get a cool drink that's been chilling on Walt's frozen head.
Oh, my God.
By the way, if you're
slushy, can I have the Walt Disney slushy, please?
If you're upset with anything ever that happens here, just send your complaints to moronentertainment@wgnradio.com.
60601.
You'll be calling his name. Entertainment editor.
Oh, hey, folks, can't we all just get along? Back to Dean Richards and Moron Entertainment.
Pro and steady. Tune them in because it's always
that's me.
East Coast.
So Friday is the big Channel 9 block party.
Yes, in Naperville.
And the Steve Cochran show will be live there.
Wow. I can't wait to see you.
Well, here's the thing. I'm off.
I know.
But I'm coming to the show.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to be at the show for at least a period of the morning.
As a guest.
As a guest on my own show. Justin Kaufman will host.
I'm just going to plop out of bed and walk on over.
Yeah, it's a little farther than a plop, but it's near the summer house.
Yes. That's awesome.
WGN Morning News taking the show on the road. Fourth annual block party. It's a big deal.
It is. These block parties that we've done now. More and more people every year, and we do the whole show from a different community every year. So we haven't been to the western suburbs yet, so we thought we'd come out to Naperville this year.
So does that mean like we have to bring a dish to pass, like a block party?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Does Mary need to make a casserole?
Casseroles are always welcome. But
a hot dish.
Wait till you see Larry and Robin in the bouncy house.
Is there a dunk tank?
We do have a dunk tank and a bouncy house.
Steve would go in there.
I'd pay you a year's salary if Larry or Robin got anywhere near either of them.
So I assume everybody at Channel 9 is all excited about the show coming out?
We can't wait.
You really didn't even know, did you?
No, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, we've been planning this.
All right, Farm Aid, what's the story?
Well, you know, Farm Aid started here in the Illinois
in the 80s, right?
Champaign in 1985. And it's been going strong every year. It's been here in the Chicago area 5 times. And this year, they just announced this morning, as a matter of fact, on WGN Morning News, they made the announcement this morning that it will be back in the Chicago area this year at Alpine Valley in East Troy, Wisconsin. So it's just a short drive out of Chicago. And they gave us the lineup, which will include Willie Nelson, who is in his upper 80s now, 88, 89 years old.
Still getting it done, thanks to the weed.
Still getting it done, whatever it takes.
It's amazing.
John Mellencamp will be there this year. Neil Young, Dave Matthews, Bonnie Raitt, Tanya Tucker, who was at the very first Farm Aid. And a whole lineup. We've got the whole thing posted, as do they, at farmaid.org. But it's going to be Saturday, September 21st, when tickets are going to go on sale this coming Friday morning, July 12th, at 10 a.m.
Garth Brooks coming to town?
Garth Brooks is going to be in town this coming Monday. He's kicking off what he's calling the Dive Bar Tour.
Yeah, but here's the deal. He's kicking it off here at a legitimate concert venue. It's not a dive bar.
It's not like a classic dive bar where you feel like you need penicillin when you leave.
No, it's Joe's on Weed Street.
Yeah, and that's going to be next Monday at 7 o'clock. They're not selling tickets. You can go to Garth Brooks' website to get information. They've got contests and all different kinds of ways. Because, you know, relatively speaking, compared to... You know, Notre Dame, where he performed.
Yeah, I get it. I just think he ought to be in a stinky bar where 50 people can fit in if they stand sideways.
Yeah, well, there's maybe, I don't know the capacity of Joe's exactly. I would guess.
Joe's got to be 200, 300, isn't it?
100, yeah, 100, maybe 200, something like that. It's not a big venue, but it's not what, you know, kind of places like that you might consider to be a dive bar.
When I played over there as part of my band, Chucky and the Calluses, we played to a packed house, and I think it was at least a couple.
Where is this Joe's on Weed Street?
It's
on Weed Street.
It is on Weed Street.
That's
really?
The name.
Yeah, 940 West Weed Street. You'd think that Willie Nelson would be on Weed Street,
right? That's why they put it there, probably, right? The music.
It's a marijuana joke, everybody.
thanks for making sure people got it.
No problem.
The Music Man.
Music Man was opened last night at the Goodman Theater. And
you have all the classic songs?
All the classic songs.
He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
Well, that's not in,
oh, that's not in there? That's
Gary,
not
one. Indiana.
That, one
Gary
is a, that one's
Indiana,
in the show. Gary. We got trouble. Trouble right here in River City.
When you're a jet, talk, you're talk, a jet talk, all the
talk,
way.
That one also is not in the show.
That's not in the show?
That's also not in the show. 76 trombones.
Midnight, all the kitties are sleeping.
Somehow they did work that into the show.
That is in the show. Okay,
I
did good.
I don't know why.
Okay.
But yeah, all the classic song, Till There Was You. The, you know, the classic love song. The Beatles did the song Till There Was You, came from the Music Man.
Hmm.
And it is performed in a very traditional, old-fashioned, good time at the theater kind of way. They just did a great job in producing it. The performances are outstanding.
And the showstopper, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not in the show.
Steve goes to Steve hears things that aren't really there for many of these shows.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm running out of references.
I doubt it. How about the Shapoopy song?
Shapoopy, Shapoopy, Shapoopy.
See, I knew John would know that.
I got that.
I knew John.
That's good.
I mentioned that on TV this morning, and Robin started to sing along, and Larry looked at me like,
"That's like, actually a song."
Yeah.
Yes.
In the
what are you
movie,
talking
but
about?
In
why
the
is
movie,
it called
Buddy
Shapoopy?
Hackett.
Buddy Hackett's
it's the name of
yeah.
a song. It's the name of a dance that they do in the.
I don't want to see
it. First in the play, you want to see this Shapoopy? this is a good Shapoopy.
What'd you rate it? Did you give it a letter?
Well, I don't give it a letter, but I am highly recommending. I saved the letters for the movies, but I am highly recommending this. It's just a lot of fun. It's very nostalgic. I thought a couple of audio issues last night. A little difficult to hear some of the dialogue. I'm sure they'll fix that because they produce great shows at the Goodman Theater. And it's just now been extended again. It will be here until August the 18th.
How's it compare to the music in Death of a Salesman? Pretty similar?
It's very. When they sing supercalifragilistic in this one, they bring the house down.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, there was a hearing yesterday.
Big surprise, Kevin Spacey showed up.
Kevin Spacey did not show up.
Oh, he didn't?
For the hearing. He wasn't really required to show up for it. But this is the case in which a busboy said that Kevin Spacey got him drunk and groped him at a bar in Nantucket when he was 18 years old. Yesterday, the accuser was supposed to testify and instead pled the fifth and refused to answer questions.
Do we know why?
We do not know why. The judge ordered his testimony now to be struck from the record, which means that the case could possibly be dismissed since the accuser's testimony has been taken out.
Strange development, huh?
Yeah, very strange development. So we don't know what's going to happen with all of that. A judge will make a ruling on that.
And a lot of people agree with me when they say that John Schneider has never been right since Dean destroyed the Dukes of Hazzard car. and it seems he's not right again because he's in
me?
The news.
Was that me that did that to him?
Yes. Dane, in case you missed it, had his microphone pack on his hip, and he tried to do the Duke boys dive into the car.
Jump into the car, right.
And smashed his mic pack, his metal mic pack, against the side of the car, right. Causing thousands of dollars in damage.
$6,000 in damage, to be exact.
Oh, my God.
That WGN TV. Oh, you should have seen the expression on my boss's face.
That was a fun meeting.
When I explained that. Turns out that people wearing metal packs on their belt buckles should not jump into cars trying to do a funny pratfall.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so John Schneider, the story on him this morning, he's been married for 21 years. And by all accounts, up until kind of recently, it seemed like an ideal marriage. These two had been very, very happy. In fact, where I destroyed the car was at their house in California. John told me to come up to the house, and we did an interview, and his wife was right there, and we had a very nice afternoon until I wrecked his car. But so John Schneider now has a new girlfriend who he married yesterday, but the marriage will not be legal until his divorce to his wife of 21 years is finalized.
Yeah, no, I mean, that seems to be a little out of order.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well wait till the first one's done before the second one kicks in.
I guess so.
He's been going through a lot of weird stuff, right? He ran out of money.
He spent 3 days in jail last year because
he wasn't paying child support,
exactly right. But he's got a brand new girlfriend named Alicia. And
sounds like that's got a bright future. You may want to wear that mic pack and jump into her because she's going to be...
excuse me?
That relationship's going to be dented soon.
John,
I was going for an analogy there and it just didn't work out.
I'm happy to come and counsel all these people.
That'll work out well.
I know where he lives.
Sponsored by Ravinia. You've been listening to Moron Entertainment. We appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
See you.